listening to the Duo Sports and Stuff Podcast. Here are your hosts, Deontay Epps and Dane Beasley.
Oh man, I'm gonna do this intro real quick, man.
Oh, my bad. You're supposed to be like 5 minutes ago.
Funny. You got me rolling. All right. Hey, welcome
to Sick Negro.
Welcome to episode 34, man, of the Duo Sports and Stuff Podcast. And shooting the breeze, man. It's what we do. Dane repping the Sam Houston Bearcats hoodie. And
what you got on there? The Denver Dumpster
Fire. The Denver Broncos,
oh.
You know.
Oh.
We were expecting a guest to come on, but we had to reschedule. So Dane and I are just going to talk about WandaVision right now. Dane, episode 5 was crazy. WandaVision, your thoughts, go.
The whole idea is they want us to believe, they want the audience to believe, in my opinion, this is my opinion, the audience to believe that this is all Wanda, but she's being influenced. She's definitely being influenced. And it's evident by the unannounced visit by, you know, Pietro, like that, because that's not him. Like, she's not controlling it, but the other hand is.
That's another weird thing. Like, if you trying to really bring back Quicksilver, you bring right. back the one that she doesn't recognize rather than the one from the Fox universe.
But in my opinion, I think this was just Disney's way of flexing. Like, we're doing this just because we can. Like,
we got the characters now.
Yeah, we got this. Like, we won't. Just as a snarty, not a snarty. Is it snarty? Snobby. Mm-hmm. A snobby way of getting back at Fox for using Quicksilver just to get it at Marvel. Because that's the only reason why he was in those films, because they knew that Marvel was using
That scene when she came out of the boat was like, and I don't know if you noticed, like when she did the, like she turned the guns on them, mm-hmm. or like she did the little thing with her hand was the same way Michael Fassbender did it in other scenes back in which X-Men. I have to show
it. Days of Future Past.
But the same way she did her hand like this, like, and they all pointed the guns at him. Like, somebody matched a clip up with him, and he did
That's
his
a callback.
Hand.
That's
did
a callback.
His, bro, he did his hand the exact same way, like that little, and then, like, when she, like, flipped away, mm-hmm. he did it. I'll send you the clip. I'm going to see if I can find it. But I was like,
yeah,
they in their bag. They keep in their bag.
And the fact that they hitting us with just enough to, like, get our lips wet. It's not even going to be like, we're going to be left with a cliffhanger, but rightfully so, because it's, they in their bag. But I don't, outside of Strange, I don't think there's anybody that's going to be able to stop
who
Wanda.
Else could, I mean, nobody's going to be able to stop her. Like, Strange, they don't have to call Strange. They're going to try,
because she's going to be in, this is going to be leading into Multiverse of Madness. So I think she's going to be a villain esque. But not mm-hmm. by her own will.
Yeah.
But Vision almost lost his stuff,
bro.
Like until Pietro showed up. Like,
Paul Bettany did his thing in that episode, bro.
That whole 45 seconds was acting. That's probably the best acting we've seen in my opinion, that we've seen in the MCU
in a minute. Yeah.
In a minute. Like, I was whoa, a good this scene. Is like, out of character.
She was like, like she didn't want to argue. She's like, okay, basically, I'm gone. I'm rolling the credits.
Rolling the credits.
He's like, nah, bro.
She's like, you can't control me. Can I?
Yeah.
I was like, I was like, what the heck? This is everybody was, screaming about on Twitter. Because I'd seen Twitter, like, people saying, like, whoa, this is an amazing episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, this is weak. And then they opened it up. I was like, oh, I seen gray hair. And I was like, okay, is it Ian McKellen? Like, mm-hmm. is it Magneto? And then it turned around. I was like, and then the tweets that I seen, I sent Brody because I wasn't sure if y'all had seen it yet, so I didn't even bother messaging it to y'all. So I messaged to Brody, and it was a clip of Isaiah Thomas. He's like, "I met the criteria, and I was selected for Aaron Taylor Johnson." But when I did a search for Pietro, the actor that plays him from Fox, mm-hmm. I searched his
Evan
name
Peters.
And I had him. Yeah, at a leak at the end of it, people were talking about him showing up in this episode 6 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
So leaks are real. Like, they are all real leaks. So I mean, I went dark on Twitter on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I think I'm gonna go dark on Wednesday because it's
they out there.
I'm not watching the clips. I'm not doing the screen. Like, it's getting too close. Like, it's only what, 25 minutes worth of an episode. Right. So it's like,
right, bro. You know what else is kind of trippy? Not trippy, but just like this episode in general had so many different questions and clues. Like,
yeah,
when they were talking with Monica Rambeau and they mentioned Captain Marvel, and she was like,
we're not
talking about Marvel, or we're not talking about her. We're talking about Wanda. I'm wondering if, like,
she probably pissed at her because she didn't come down there.
Yeah, she dipped and didn't come back.
Her mom was going through a cancer
battle. Yeah, I think that's, you hit it right on the head.
They're supposed to be like this, like,
yeah.
Director Sword, he crooked. He crooked.
Bro, I got a theory, and I didn't look this up, but when I saw this latest episode, it had me thinking. Okay, the previous episode where they were him, he had just brought, or Monica just showed up to SWORD headquarters, and she
was some pushback.
Yeah, it was that, and but they were talking about the changes at SWORD since he had been there, and he was saying something about She said it's not creation, you know, like the name used to be Creation in SWORD.
Oh yeah.
And then when they mentioned how Wanda apparently broke in and stole Vision's body, bro, they was finna use Vision as a weapon. They was building Vision
from
Infinity War.
So before she left with them crumbs, he said, I got authorized to share this footage.
Yeah.
And so in my head, somebody up there is still,
isn't he, you know, the top? Yeah, that's what I thought.
He said, I got authorization. He said, I got authorization to show you this clip. And I'm like, okay, but saying it's like, ew, she came in there and stole this nigga's crumbs from his body. Like, that's just disgusting. And then they went further deeper into that and said how Vision basically had in his will, like, do not resuscitate. And I thought that was kind of dope. Like, this nigga is a freaking
computer,
Microsoft Word, and he's talking about, do not revive me on my deathbed, signed Vision. Like,
but another thing that I don't know if Marvel put this out of order or that was just done on purpose, but I don't know if you saw last episode when they were putting all the citizens' names on the board, and then on Norm's name, it had a little note talking about how Vision had awakened him. But we hadn't seen that until this episode.
I didn't know that. I have to go back and watch it after this. Agnes wasn't up there, too.
Agnes or Dottie. Who we had
the black dude, right?
No, Dottie is the one that broke the glass in her hand in episode two.
I mean, not the dinner, the little brunch or what? Wait,
yeah, she,
yeah, okay.
When
Wanda was radio,
yeah. No. Okay, and she broke the glass in her hand. That's Dottie. She wasn't up there either on that board. So I think it's witchcraft, something for sure.
Yeah, it's they were in that bag, bro. Who do you think the arrow?
Oh yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Engineer or arrow physicist?
Aerospace engineer.
Arrow engineer. Okay, you think it's Reed, or do you think it's?
I think
Dr. Marvel.
I don't think they're gonna bring Reed yet. I think it's.
What else could she be talking about?
I'm going super basic. I think it's Rhodey. I think it's either Rhodey or, well, I don't think he's an engineer though. Is Rhodey an engineer?
I mean, I
does he know about? So. My other thought was Lawrence Fishburne's character. Goliath.
Goliath.
I think his name's Bill Foster, but I don't know if he's an engineer either. Reed Richards is like, I feel like Marvel's,
everything.
I feel like Marvel's like, I don't know if they would drop him yet in there. But I mean, they could. I don't know. You can't put anything past him at this point.
I don't know. It's very, I'm very amazed. And it's remarkable. Like,
you got four episodes left.
I had no idea how they were going to follow up from last episode, because a lot of people didn't like last episode because it was sort of like, this is for the casuals, because everybody
catching them
high. We knew that this was an altered reality, but
yeah.
Gee,
I feel like there's more questions.
We're in the golden age of like comic books, and like, we're going to look back on this the same way that the old heads look back on like G.I. Joe and Transformers, the cartoon. And like, we had,
and just like comic old heads in general, like the era when they were getting these comic issues weekly.
The interview that Widow had about her favorite saga being the House of M, and then it never happened.
You talking seen that about video? Elizabeth when she Olsen was
next to Aaron? Yeah,
and, Age of Ultron.
I was like, I was like, and the whole Aaron's. If you look at Aaron's face, he's like, yeah, right, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, either he signed on for a multiple movie deal and ahead of, like, I don't know, like, I like, but he's not hurting, because he was just in Tenet, like. And I don't think, I still don't think that's the real, is it Pay, I don't Pietro, know how to say that nigga name. I don't think it's the right, I don't think it's
Silk. Even her accent came back, like.
When she came out the bubble.
I think what made that scene so dope to me, because it took me back to Endgame, because she was in her Endgame costume. She was in her
bag.
And like, at that point, like, it felt like a movie. Mm. I don't know if it's the way they shot it, but that particular scene, it really felt like a movie. I know it's the darkness
yeah, of it too.
I don't know how the cinematography was, but it was perfect how she came out, and like, I instantly felt like I was in a theater at that point. Like, man, it's so many like theories, and like, they could go so many ways, but I think for sure they don't, like you had mentioned, I don't think there's any other person that can match Wanda, she's except Doctor Strange.
She's gonna have to be the big bad of this series. Like, unfortunately, the part of her knows that Rambo was trustworthy, right? Because she basically said, "Oh, and Spectrum, she definitely has her powers already. She definitely has."
Oh, like, yeah, especially after that scan.
When they did the scan, I was like, "Yep." They said we did. She said, "With the photons weren't detected or something." I thought, "Oh, yep." One of her powers, you know,
Kevin Feige, we ain't done.
Yeah. And again, he in his back, he was like. So, what other part stood out to me? There's a lot.
Yeah, I'm definitely have to watch it a few more times. Even like, I watched it 3 times, but Karina hasn't seen it yet, so she gonna wanna watch it. So I told her this morning, she asked me how was the episode. I was like, honestly, I can't really tell you. You
can't put it into words.
Like, I really don't know what to tell you. Like, you're going to ask me stuff that happens in this episode, and I'm just going to say, I don't know. Like, a lot of the answers are going to be, we're going to have to wait and see.
Oh, so I'm going to go back and watch the last 2 episodes, but mainly I want to go back and freeze frame what Wu had on that board. One of the questions was,
is Vision
alive? Yeah. One of the questions was, is Vision alive? And then there was the question at the top. I can't remember what it was, but I remember seeing that. I was like, wait a minute.
One was like, why hexagonal shape?
Yeah, that's the one.
Space and time, something like that.
Yeah, so it's... I don't know, Ben. Like, it's a lot. Like, is Vision alive? Like,
I feel like
that would make.
I was gonna say, how is like, he's dead, but for him to have a consciousness of what's going on, like a lot of the points, like where he starts to question things. And Wanda can't control what he thinks at this point. Like, is that her? I'm wondering if that's her just like losing control mentally, or is this really Vision's consciousness telling her is wrong? Does that make sense? Like,
probably Vision's consciousness. Because remember what they said in Infinity Wars, perhaps if we remove the stone, the best parts of Vision will be still in him. Myself, you know, Stark, mm-hmm. all of us. Mm-hmm. And she is part of the best parts of him. If they were in a romantic relationship, as weird as that sounds. So maybe that is her. It's his consciousness that, yeah. on, you know, tapping her on the shoulder. But at the same time, it's like when they sent that message to him when he was at work, like,
yeah,
we can confirm that was Sword, right? That mm-hmm. sent that message, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, I don't know. Like that whole thing was just, I don't know. And then Agnes, what the heck? Your default speaker has changed to built in. What are you talking about?
Did your earphones die? Yeah, because your thing went to mute. Your mic went mute.
No idea why my AirPods just disconnected randomly. Sorry about that. When Agnes told her to, like, let's, you know, redo the scene, like, that was like, whoa.
Yeah, so.
And Vision's like, was like, hey, wait a minute now. This is your reality. She shouldn't be the one calling the shots unless mm-hmm. she's the one pulling the strings from behind the scene.
Right. And then Agnes asked Wanda, like, you want me to hold the kids, right? Like she made it seem like Wanda was in control. Like, mm-hmm. this is what you want. You want me yeah. to do this, right? And like every time the kids aged up, Agnes was around too. So yep. I feel like she definitely has a part she's played. Because like in the comics, right? Isn't the kids, Mephisto's taking the kids' souls, right? Correct? Trying
something
to.
Like that. I need to read. I need to do yeah. some reading. I fell off, right? Really. After the conclusion of the Thanos saga, like, I just stopped. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no way that.
What else can they come up with?
Yeah, but clearly.
Oh, have you seen The Truman Show?
The Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I seen it when I was younger. Oh, I probably didn't appreciate it as much as if I watched it
watch
now.
Watch it now because it's WandaVision.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Watch it now. I watched it 2 years ago, but watching WandaVision now, I'm like, this is the Truman Show. I wonder if they took inspiration from that. They had to, because there are so many similarities.
Hmm. Probably. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
Well, that about wraps it up for another episode of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. You can catch all of our episodes on all the digital streaming platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Also on our website, www.theduosportsandstuffpodcast.com. We out.
Merchandise coming to a theater near you.
Yeah.